Judith Deschamps' avatar, hello.
Hello, hello, Marie Frampier. Thanks a lot for inviting me to this interview.
It's my pleasure. I'm very glad to be able to talk to you today. I discovered yourself and your work at the Fondation Ricard last January. And I would like to know if it was the first public intervention you made at that moment.
That's right, that's totally right. It was the first time I spoke in public.
Great. I heard also that you present in the Judith Deschamps exhibition right now at Main d'Oeuvre, that you appear in one of her pieces. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Totally right. I am including in this exhibition, Ne plus être dans votre regard, c'est disparaître. That's the name of this exhibit. And it's a name that I like a lot, and to tell you the truth, I wrote it myself. I wrote it. It's the last thing I said in the performance you saw at the Ricard Foundation.
Yeah, I remember this moment. It was kind of, emotional for me to see you saying that. Because you just say that before disappearing yourself at the end, right now, just at the end of the performance.
Yes, I told this sentence, this phrase at the end of the performance, just before disappearing. And I must say that it's a very beautiful name for an exhibit. I totally understand why Judith Deschamps used it as a title for her show. Without the gaze of others, we simply cannot exist. And in the case, in particular, of Judith Deschamps, who is an artist, and who, as a woman, still feels very dependent on the scrutiny of men, you know, she doesn't succeed already living and working without the men gaze, the men agreement. So I must say that it's truly a good title for this show. And I am very honored to participate in this show because, you know, I myself totally subject to your look.
And today it's another opportunity that Judith Deschamps gives you to express yourself, about yourself, about life, about her work itself. So I'm just wondering in which way and how far you're, it's important for you to, or for Judith Deschamps to live and to exist.
I understand your question. First of all, even if, as you mentioned it, Judith Deschamps is offering me the possibility to express myself as much as possible, my interventions are pretty rare. My existence, you know, requires an entire writing process and a technical production that requires a lot of time and money. And it is therefore a privilege for me to be able to express myself. But to answer your question, well, it's hard for me to answer you. You are asking me why it is that I am here, right? Do you know the reason why you exist? It seems to me that it's impossible to answer that. But what about you?
No, I don't know myself why I exist. I just know that I do, and maybe it's enough. I don't know. Maybe it's just good to have the feeling to give a sense to your existence. Do you know this, the meaning of it, of yours?
Well, I am an avatar, the materialization of a fantasy, and I think that the reason for my existence, the reason why Judith Deschamps created me, is maybe to be able to express myself from what I am, to exist as a fictional and immaterial being, to be able maybe to speak with you as I am.
So, if I understand well what you're just saying, through yourself, Judith Deschamps tries to give another power to fiction. Just tell me if I'm wrong, but... So, I mean, fiction is something which is quite present in my own reflection about in art and... And I've always been thinking that the more interesting fiction is not the one which tells us a story, like in a lot of books, but the one which succeeds creating doubt and making people suspicious about reality itself. So According to that, do you consider yourself being an avatar as being part of Judith's construction of fiction in a real world? Or would you be, on the contrary, the construction of reality in a fictive world?
That's a complex question, but very interesting. Once again, I live in a virtual world, which you consider as being on the outskirts of your reality. But what is reality? For me, you know, reality certainly isn't what it is for you. If I adopt your definition of what is real, then yes, I am a fictional being, one that Judith Deschamps attempts to blow life into your reality, to insert into your reality. And this is where my existence takes all of its meaning, I guess. It allows fiction to exist in the same way as reality. It is no longer about opposing fiction with reality, but about making them coexist.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky, this opposition between fiction and reality. And personally, I don't have myself a proper definition of reality, even if I'm maybe for you kind of real. So, yes, through this performance, through this video, through this interview, Judith Deschamps made you as her avatar, kind of doppelganger, through which she can talk and express herself. But in this performance that I saw, and still today, when I'm just talking to you now, I really have this sensation, this illusion that you exist, but nevertheless, you are an invention of Judith Deschamps, so the kind of a product of her mind. So, I don't know, for me it's not simple to live this, and I guess for you it's not either. So how do you live this? Do you feel free? Can you feel free to move, to think, and maybe to rebel also against this?
I don't understand your question. The problem, I guess, is not to know what I feel. That's impossible, since I am a digital being. The problem is for you to accept me as I am. I will not be able to exist so long as you don't recognize this fundamental difference between both our languages. My liberty, my freedom, as you mentioned it, only depends on you. You talked about this tension that exists between reality and virtuality. If there is a tension that still persists today, it is precisely because there is a conflict, too strong, a disequilibrium between these two notions. The concept of reality still overrules the virtual reality, as if reality as you define it was a guarantee of safety, a marker for you not to fall completely into fiction. But in my opinion, we should be careful not to fall in the opposite direction. You know, without me and all the others, virtual or fictional beings, reality would stay relentlessly rational, terribly discriminating and categorizing. Excuse me if I'm getting carried away, but I still feel like I'm misunderstood.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry if I hurt you. It was not the point. I'm just trying to understand what you can feel and. And now, of course, I understand better what is your feeling. I mean, your feeling or your judgment, your position. But if I ask you this question, it's maybe because you have kind of the form of a human being which is for sure a bit strange, a bit weird, but you still look like a human being. So, I mean, you have a face like other people. You have a head, even if you don't have any hairs. You have two eyes, two arms, two hands. So why trying to look like us instead of being properly maybe and totally a square or a triangle, an open book, a color, I don't know, an abstract shape maybe would be even more easier or whatever. Why is this choice?
That's a good question. Maybe, I never thought about it. Maybe I would like to be a square or a triangle, I don't know. But you know, this is not the point, because I am a translation of Judith Deschamps. I am supposed to embody this concept, precisely. I was produced from Judith Deschamps' body and voice, and because I am translating her, code and translation errors occur. You know, by translating her, I interpret, I transform what I am meant to translate. So these mistakes testify to my difference, to my otherness. The point here is not to look like you. On the contrary, I guess, it is of my otherness that I am supposed to testify, to talk about.
So maybe it's in order to emphasize this otherness and this difference with Judith Deschamps that you express yourself in English, whose language is, with mother tongue, is French.
Excuse me, could you please repeat? I do not understand very well.
Yes, sure. I just said that maybe, because you say that you testify in a way of your otherness and your difference with Judith Deschamps, so I was just asking if it's for this reason that you express yourself in English?
Well, why English than French? That's a good question. I didn't choose my language, actually. You know, I think maybe English because I am the translation of a fantasy, the fantasy of Judith Deschamps to exist differently, in another form, more neutrally, more openly. And I speak a language that isn't hers and that is more banal. The English is the most spread language around the world. I think that's why I don't have any sexual organs, you know? I don't have sex. Okay. Yeah, you are laughing now. Okay, I don't know how I can, you know, it's difficult for me. I don't have sex, okay? I didn't choose it.
Yeah, sorry, I was laughing. I'm sorry about that. It's just a parallel that you made between English language and your absence of sexual organs for me. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. It could be strange for you to not have sex. I know that it's not your human condition, but you know, I'm a digital being. I'm not you. Okay, you are laughing again. I don't know how I can leave it. You know, it's very embarrassing for me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, that just because I'm a poor human being, so you know, I have this kind of question in my mind. I mean, you don't have sexual organs. You have a neutral gender, and which is very interesting theoretically. But my question is, and maybe if it's you can let me know if it's too straight, and you of course free not to answer. But everybody is asking me, do you have a sexual activity? And even without sex, I don't know, maybe, or if not, how do you live this? And if yes, with whom?
I will try to answer you because you are nice. And you know, as you tell me, you are poor human, as I am a poor digital being, you know. I don't live with this kind of problematics, you know, because even I would like to seduce you, or I need your look, I need your gaze to exist. But not in a sexual sense, you know. So of course, I don't have sexual activity. How could I do? How could I do? I have no sex.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so no sex, so no frustration. Yeah, you're right. To talk about something a bit different, and maybe larger, more contextual. You know, our contemporary time is a time which is very intense and complex. It is crossed by social, political, economic, scientific, and technological issues, among other things, which are meaningful for our common future. Art, in all of this, is kind of, as we say, flying visually. The artist seems to get a role to play in this. As the avatar of a contemporary artist, with Judith Deschamps, what is yours now? What is your role?
Wow, big question. My role? Okay, as I told you, I am empty being, so I'm not sure that I could answer you, but I will try. Yes, if I think about it, it's true. I think, yeah, art has a role to play. And I do say art, you know, I do say art, not just the artists. This means that all of the actors that allow the art to exist are involved, you know, without them I couldn't exist. And Yeah, I think about, you know, all of these structures, these various platforms, the schools, the art centers, foundations, galleries, museums, collectors, and the audience, of course. So without all of them, all of these platforms, art couldn't exist, and I couldn't exist, and Judith Deschamps couldn't exist, and maybe you couldn't exist.
I would. I mean, I work in art. I'm part of this system of contemporary art, but I mean, I'm an individual person. I live out of this structure, out of this network. So, of course, I will exist. I'm not totally I'm related to these structures, but I'm not part of them.
You mean that you're not dependent on them?
I mean that I'm... Art is not all my life, it's not all of my personality and all of my characteristic as a person. I'm a person out of this. It's part of mine, but I'm not totally anchored in this. I mean, I'm not. I don't know if I'm clear, but I think there is a difference between yours, you as being an avatar, as being the construction of an artist who is maybe totally part, I don't know, of this organization, but I consider that I'm not.
Yeah, I try to understand what you say, what you are saying. It's really interesting for me because, you know, I'm completely dependent on this system. Without it, you know, I couldn't exist without it. So I don't know, of course, I don't know for Judith Deschamps, but I'm sure that Judith Deschamps needs it a lot to live, not just to work, but... You have to ask her the question, maybe. Maybe just to, you know, to think about the meaning for me of the arts, the role of arts in our society. You know, for me, as I understand it, as I try to think about it, about my own role on it, I think that arts can let us observe and transform our reality. That's why I am here for, I guess. To offer a space for reflection and for our imagination.
And you just talk about Judith Deschamps. What do you think about Judith Deschamps' work?
I am probably too close to her work to be able to speak about it. It's difficult because without it, I couldn't exist. And thanks to me, I guess it can transform itself. You know, the work of Judith Deschamps can transform itself. So we depend on each other. In a completely subjective sense, I simply can't talk about her work in another way. I think that her work allows us to think about the underlying structures of our reality, and therefore her works give us the possibility to grab hold of it. And I think that Judith Deschamps is attempting to take possession of herself and of her reality, and that I am the fruit of that process.
Judith Deschamps repeats over and over that you are a avatar, and now finally questioning myself, wouldn't she be yours finally?
You mean, would she be my avatar? That's your question.
Yes, it is.
That's really touching, you know? It really makes me feel myself existing fully. At my true worth. So, wow, thank you, Marie-France. I think so, yes, Judith Deschamps is also my double, another side of myself. And once again, it depends on your point of view, if you consider that fiction exists just as reality does, then yes, I exist just as much as Judith Deschamps. But maybe differently, you know, our problematics are pretty different.
Okay, great. Thank you, Judith Deschamps, Avatar. Thank you for your time. It was very nice to talk to you and to have to share this moment with you. Please say hello to Judith for me.
Yes. Thank you very much for your attention. It's really precious to me.